Are you ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Confidence, okay? It's still Q1. We still have time. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can feel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you, okay? Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle like me. I am like too busy thinking about what I need to feed Hippo, let alone have the time to think about what I need to be feeding myself, which is why I love when Factor shows up at my doorstep. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Okay, you can choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Here, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. And you know what I don't know? Why I am dressed like this in my pajamas with my hair wet up in a towel in front of all of you. I'm just kidding. I know exactly why I'm doing it. Because we're celebrating all things that were International Women's Day. That's right. If you're not watching this on youtube.com/Kelsey Darrah, you're missing out on me and some sexy, what is this? Is this a tiger? Maybe it's a panther. I don't know. It's got a spot. Do tigers have spots? Oh, it's both. Oh my God. An interspecies pajama, an interstriped spot relationship. I'm in these silky, gorgy pajamas that I got at an International Women's Day celebration this weekend. That's right. I don't normally wear pajamas. I sleep straight in the buff. Can a material be found on my body? Nope. My bed, my choice. My body, my bed. My bed is my body. I am one with my bed. I swear to God, you guys, I'm not high. It's just been a long day. It's been such a long day. I am in my pajamas. I just got out the bath because I'm a grown adult woman who can make that choice to cook myself in body soup. Yum. I also have purple stains all over me, not because I am turning into an alien, but rather your girl decided to use purple shampoo that was way too strong, damn near dyed my whole bathtub purple. Like underneath my fingernails are purple and my skin is purple. What are we to do but move on and carry on? Women really can do anything. Like, I can't even try to understand how I would explain to a man why we use purple shampoo. Has anyone ever done that? I get the idea is just like, oh, it helps not turn our hair yellow, but they'd be like, what? And you'd be like, well, it tones out the brassiness. And they'd be like, tones out? What does that even mean? The brassiness? Only gay men and hairstylists will understand what the fuck you're talking about. Women do anything, like turn our bathtubs and our skin purple, spotted people eater. It's been a long day. It's been a long weekend. It's been a long life. Let's be honest. It's been a while that I've been alive. And I'm just trucking through it still. And still I rise. International Women's Day. It happened this past weekend. If you did not call me and wish me a happy IWD, not to be confused with IUDs, which is also a women's issue, thank you very much, I shan't be talking to you because I don't even think anyone in my life cared that it was Women's Day. Not a group chat filled with vaginas that I am in cared to say happy International Women's Day or happy IUD. No one said anything this weekend. So I was like, fuck that shit. Maybe I don't celebrate it loud enough. Maybe I don't care enough about it. I'm going to do a whole episode about it. Am I a few days late? Yeah. But how do you know I'm not just a year early for next year? This podcast educates. It surprises you. You never know where we're going here on ConPod, okay? Your girl is in her pajamas. She took a bath. She used Epsom salt. I still don't understand how salt that I can buy in a bag helps my body not be wretched. But I can't just use the table salt in my kitschy. I have so much salt. Okay, I'm rambling. I need to get to why I have all of these things and why I'm so exhausted. As we know, I am moving residences. I am moving houses. Mi casa is no longer su casa. In fact, mi casa was never mi casa to begin with. Mi casa was a woman, an old lady who lives in Florida's casa. I've been renting it from her, and I love this casa. I love this casa so much. But your girl, or I should say your woman, your grandmother looked at the economy and said, it's time. I got to sell that California house that I have. And that girl, that gorgeous girl, Lena, in there, that special fairy woman that's made this house into a home, she's got to go. She got to go. And I've known for a couple months, and like, I started looking for apartments, like as one broke non-home-owning millennial does. I'll look through the Zillow when I'm bored just to see what out there. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I got tons of options. Nothing to fear. No reason to go feral. No reason to fear and go feral. I was like, man, I got so many options. Wow. They've all disappeared. They are all gone, or something is wrong with them. I have very specific needs of what I need in a place that I'm moving to because I have animals. And when you have animals, that changes things, especially when you have animals that don't get along with each other, right? Hippo and the cats, the cat do not like the dog. They would rather eat shit than see each other, those animals. And some would actually prefer it. Hippo sometimes does prefer to eat his own shit over seeing the cats. And the cats really are like, if I ever see that dog, it's on sight. He better bring a Glock to a knife fight because that cat is ready to go. So when I'm looking for a place, all I'm thinking about is I need corridors. I need many a room. I need many a outdoor area so that the cats can have theirs, but the dog can also have his. I need multiple exit strategies in case World War fucking III pops off. They're always separated here. They're always separated by two baby gates, just in case fail safe, you know, that situation. I always like to wear two layers of protection no matter what I'm doing, especially after becoming pregnant last year accidentally. Whoopsies. And we've had a very consistently peaceful relationship using the two baby gate method. But alas, the layouts of some of these motherfucking places ain't got corridors. What are we, fucking peasants? We don't have any corridors anymore? Why'd we stop building corridors in houses? Oh my God, I have no place to put the animals apart from each other in all the places I've seen. So lo and behold, I find a place that has enough space. I'm going to make this a rhyme all of a sudden. And I'm like, ah, perfect. It's in my budget. It's a little high end on the higher end, but you know what? We'll make it work. Okay. It's a little bit, you know, it's got its flaws, but it's an updated modern place. And then I get approved for it. And I take a friend of the pod, Kevin Sullivan, by to be like, can you come feel this place out with me? Get your like in tune with your witchiness. Tell me what you feel. And he walks in and he just goes, oh, no, it's nice. It's just not, I didn't see you in something like this. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean you didn't see me? What do you see me in? Are you visualizing my home ownership in your head on the weekend when I'm not around? Tell me, pray tell, philosopher. Where do I belong? That's not what he meant. He just meant like it was a little dark and then it hit me. It's on the first floor of a very big building with buildings next to it. And so there was like zero light, and my first floor faces right into the streets of LA. Them streets, as we know, can be very dangerous, even as a glaucoma owner, a Glock 19, Gina, as we call her. I still don't want to have to be always on the edge of my teats, worried about somebody breaking in, hopping the fence, helping themselves out to a hamburger helping of my life when I am sleeping. I said, not in this house, friends. You're absolutely right. Not in this, not this house is what I said. And so, sorry, I inhaled too much air. And so I backed out of that place and I went, okay, that's okay. We still got time. We still have time. And I've been looking and I probably went to 15 freaking places. Mind you, I'm by myself all the time because Hanny's gone. We know that. He's in Canada, soon to be the United Kingdom. And I don't know. I'm going off of vibes when I go into these places, right? And like 9 times out of 10, I was like, oh, no, vibe off. But like I'm standing there with the realtor or the agent and I just have to be like, oh my God, yeah, I could totally see why I would do this. Yes, I could see my credenza right here. And then the second I leave, I'm like, I ain't getting this fucking place. And I'm like exhausted. It was raining in Los Angeles all week. And finally, I go to see, I see on Zillow a place that I'm like, well, this sounds like all the requirements I need, but there's no pictures of this place. Why don't they have any freaking pictures? So I kept skipping over it. And I'm so desperado at this point, home of the desperate, that I'm like, I'll just go see this place with no pictures. Why? How bad could it be? Y'all, it was stunning. Nina Dobrev. It was so beauty, miss. Huge ceilings, arches, the space I need. Oh my God. I just like, I walked in and I was like, I feel home. And so I'm like, this has got to be it. I freaking apply. I send them all my tax information, my social security, my firstborn. This man could steal my whole ass identity. I'd do it for this place. I would. I would. I liked it that much. Take my identity. Good luck using my Chase Sapphire Reserve credit card. See how much you can spend on that. Good luck. Figure it out. Let me know how much it is because I've been too scared to ever use that card too much. Terrified of credit card debt. Anyway, he takes his sweet ass time all day Friday. I don't hear from him. And he knows how bad I want this place. I told him how bad I wanted it. That was probably a desperado move on my part. I shouldn't have spilled all my beans. I spilled all my beans all over the floor for this man. Like, you guys don't understand. I need this house. I like been looking everywhere. I can't find anything. So he takes all of his freaking time Friday. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to start packing because I got to be out soon and I'm by myself in this big ass 3-bedroom house all on my own. Not to mention I've got fucking paint of all different colors all over these walls. I have made this house my harem. And normally I'm like, fuck it. I don't care if I get the security deposit back. I actually want it back. I'd like to have it back, please. And so I'm like, oh my God, I got to paint. I got to freaking cover holes. I got to reinstall light fixtures. I got to do lamps. I got to do plumbing. I got to do mirrors. I got to do fucking medicine cabinets. I got to paint kitchens, tiles. I got to reinstall backsplashes. Are you hearing this? What am I, Bob the Builder? What am I doing? I'm crazy. I have made a list, a task force list of every single thing I need to do to this house before I leave it. And thank God I started when I started doing everything because it's going to take a minute to get it all back to its fresh final form. And so I'm talking like everything in this house is going to pass through my phalanges and get the approval that it needs to come with us to the new space. Y'all know I'm all about energy, vibes, divine interventions. And I'm like, okay, we are not taking anything that we haven't used lately that we don't need anymore, that doesn't work. That's kind of garbaggio, Giorgio Armanio. Like, get it out of my ether sphere. Get it out of my orbit. And so I've been literally going through every single item I own, which, by the way, I feel like absolute garbage ass trash recognizing how many things I have and own. Granted, I do love secondhand and I am a hoarder of sorts. I get emotional attachments to things that I shouldn't. And I would say that I have a lot of emotions. Let's just say that. Your girl has had emotions and she hasn't let some things go and it was time. So I've been cleaning out every single nook and cranny and drawer of this place. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be using Amazon boxes for everything. Like, I need to actually get storage that when I go to my new home, crossing my phalanges, that I get it, the one that I want, that I actually want things to be storaged. I don't just want them thrown strewn about. I don't want them laid upon my countertops and my spaces where everything, like, that's the thing. Having ADHD, you're like, I need to see everything, but then you can see everything. It's all visible. All my stuff is everywhere all the time. And I'm like, holy shit, I need storage. So I go on Facebook Marketplace and I see that this very sketchy man is selling 25 large plastic bin crate storage things, good sturdy ones, for $100. And that includes delivery of the 25 bins. And I was like, bitch, like, one of these at the Container Store is like $22. You bet your ass I'm getting 25 for 100. Someone do the math. What is that? $4 a pop? I was like, I can't believe this deal. Give me the bins. This man, first of all, very sketchy profile picture. I try not to judge a book by its cover, but when the book has meth energy, you're like, okay, I know that I'm dealing with a meth book. Like, you'll just be like, I'll protect myself from that. And so he's messaging real curt and short and like, do you want them or not? And I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm just like trying to decide if I want to give you my address because I'm nervous. I didn't say that. You can't ever let them see you sweat. So I was like, fine. I just need to start storaging things because there's shit everywhere in my house. And I'm like, okay, when are you coming? He's like, I can come right now. And I was like, whoa, okay. Buy me dinner first. But also, okay, but like, what's your Venmo or your Zelle or whatever? And he said, cash only. And I'm like, okay, no paper trail. Got it. But if you need cash, I don't have cash on me. I'm my father. I need to go to the ATM machine and get some cash. And I'm like, that'll take me like 15 minutes. So just like wait 15 minutes. I don't hear from him for an hour and 45. I'm like, okay, well, I guess this fucking tweaker found somebody else to sell his bins to. Lo and behold, he pops back up like an hour later and is like, I can come in an hour. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I got your cash. I got my Glock. Get over here, brother. He texts me outside. I'm so nervous. I go outside. Couldn't have been a nicer man. Couldn't have been a nicer man. Carried all 25 boxes into my house. Well, not into the patio area. I do think he was probably also on some sort of methamphetamines. But my point is, he was very nice. And I was nervous for a good reason. But like, he ended up being a good drug person, not like a bad drug guy. And I give him his cash and I'm like, okay, bye. And it's kind of drizzling too. So I really appreciated that he brought him up to me. And then I look down at these crates and I'm like, these don't look like regular crates. Also, they're all different sizes. These are not the same in the picture, but whatever. They're still good crates. I realize all of them say Walgreens across them. They all have Walgreens right across them. And then I'm like, wait, what's on these flaps of the storage bins? They're like orders of what's supposed to be in the Walgreens bins. And I'm like, did y'all see Fast and Furious, the very first one? Where was that gang of Fast and Furious? And they would take over those semi-trucks full of things and they would sell them on the black market and they could get away with it because they were vroom, vroom, very fast and they could chase down their trucks, the 18-wheelers on the highways. I feel like that's what this man did. There's no way this man and his cronies didn't rob a Walgreens of their orders, because how else did he get these bins? I'm connecting dots that maybe don't exist, but in my head, but like, I'm just saying the situation looked very much like we've stolen everything that was in these bins from Walgreens and we're dumping the evidence on you. So Walgreens, if you're out there, you're going to have to come and pry these bins out of my goddamn dead body hands. Take them out of my cold, dead hands. I love these bins. They're so big. They hold the things I need. They're a good color. They stack really well. They have these fun little latch on them that can like keep them all together if you want to stack them up tall. Honestly, good bins, Walgreens. Whoever's making your bins deserves a raise. So I've been organizing like you wouldn't motherfucking believe, y'all. And it feels good. I'm not going to lie. I learned on a podcast that I was listening to as I was organizing that organizing feels really good to me, like doing DIYs, sawing things, cutting, painting wood, all of that nature. The things I do with my extracurricular activities that I love that Zach calls my math energy, I do it because it turns off my executive functioning. It's almost like I've been given a task. So someone, me, is telling me what I need to do, the task. And I can just turn my fucking brain off and I don't have to listen to all the gobbledygook that is going on up there. And trust me, it's a lot. But I'm enjoying, and I think I'm maybe the only person in Los Angeles who likes to move, because I've been like, oh, I'm enjoying this process. It makes me feel like I'm doing something. Oh, what am I doing this weekend? Sorry, I can't hang out. I'm organizing my 74 vases that I have taken from fucking thrift stores and just cycle out every now and then and pick them up off the side of the street. Or if I see a good one at Goodwill for like $1.50, I'll take it. So anyways, I'm selling a bunch of stuff on Facebook Marketplace because I'm trying to be a better person and not have so much junk. Anyway, I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl in her pajamas with her hair up and it's wet, who's so tie-tie from organizing all day, all weekend. I'm turning purple. And I dropped my phone in the bathtub. Oh, I was watching Survivor, which I just became obsessed with. If you're a Survivor fan out there, drop me a line in the comments because I'm dying over how much I love Survivor. I don't watch a lot of reality. I don't know what I thought Survivor was, but it definitely wasn't all this fun and games and stuff. I'm convinced I would be the best Survivor player. I would absolutely win. I'm going to try and get on Survivor this year. That is my goal, is to get on Survivor. And I've been blazing through seasons. And it's become like the white noise that I put on while I'm organizing. And I'm not joking. I think I watched one whole season in 2 days, which is crazy. But I was putting on my Survivor, for anyone who cares. I'm on season 45, episode like 7 or 8. And I go to put my purple head under the water to get this purple shit off my head. And I knock my phone into the bathtub. And it's right here. Where is it? It's in between my it's in between my legs. I'm going to try and use it to do my fun facts and such for the episode. So God bless America and pray for me. We'll be right back. That was me sleeping, confidants.
Did you know that we spend nearly a third of our lives in bed? That's a lot of time. So why not make every night's sleep the best it can be with Avocado's Green Mattress? All Avocado mattresses are crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins. Like, duh, when you're sleeping, why wouldn't you want that? Okay, it is designed to provide exceptional support and comfort with options ranging from gentle, firm to plush, meaning diverse sleep needs and preferences are all taken care of. Okay, baby, you can even take a mattress quiz to see which mattress and comfort option is right for you. And Avocado is committed to sustainability. Their mattresses are made from organic, eco-friendly materials that are both good for you and the planet. So head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better.
Confidant, do you struggle with like your hormone balance? I know I do. There is so much happening in our environment all the time that is putting me in dysregulation. You know, like stuff in our food, in our skincare, not to mention all the natural chemical changes that are happening in our bodies in general. But now we don't have to suffer through it anymore. Okay. You are not alone. Now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. I am talking about irritability, moodiness, discomfort, uncontrollable cravings, racing thoughts, low moods, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas, no desire to be in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean. Yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows, baby. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use our code Kelsey for 15% off today. Confidants, have you heard of NAD Plus? If not, stick with me here, okay? Because I've been hearing about this everywhere and I was like, wait, what even is this? Apparently, it's a powerful peptide found in every cell in your body, right? It fuels energy production, supports cellular repair, and it plays a key role in slowing the aging process. But as we age, NAD Plus levels decline and it can lead to fatigue and brain fog and sluggish metabolism. So this is where Effecty comes in, right? Effecty's NAD Plus therapy helps restore those levels, giving you a natural energy boost, improve focus, and enhance recovery, all with a simple injectable or a nasal spray for anyone wanting to go needle-free like me. And the best part, truly, confidants, this is why like I wanted to tell you about this, it's 100% online. Okay, it's fast shipping. I got mine so quickly. There are no hidden fees and unlimited access to licensed doctors, so you can start feeling the benefits in no time. I have been using the nasal spray. I do it in nostrils 1 to 3 times a day, and I genuinely feel like such a glow and happier peace of mind. I am such a big fan and I want you to become one too. So are you ready to recharge your body? Right now, my listeners get $50 off NAD Plus longevity treatments at effecty.com with code Kelsey at checkout. That's EFFECTY.com and use code Kelsey for $50 off. No hassle, no membership, no hidden fees, just real results. Get started today. Just did a little double down little tune for you because why not keep you on your freaking toes? Okay. Happy International Women's Day to all the baddies and bosses and burnouts, all the girlies who are doing the Lord's work and sometimes the devil's work, depending on the day and the boy we're interacting with. Let's talk about Women's Day and why it freaking matters. I went to a fun International Women's Day event this weekend. It's my girlfriend Beatrice, friend of the pod. Uncover Girl podcast is theirs. They talk about different cover stories of magazines and they dissect what it means for the broader culture for that period of time. And so we were dissecting one of the most iconic profiles of Taylor Swift and Karlie Kloss, the cover of Vogue 2015. and how everyone thought they were in a lesbo relationship. And we discussed it and it was very fun. And we sat in these pajamas and we had juice and croissants. And I was like, oh, I love women. But what is the history of it? Why doesn't anyone care? And why did none of my group chats wish us a happy one? Ugh. So let's buckle up and talk about it, right? So before, believe it or not, America turned it into this corporate holiday to, you know, freaking charge us extra tax to make our razors pink. Women's Day actually started as a labor movement in the early 1900s. In 1911, 1911, a bunch of European and American women said, hey, like maybe we should be allowed to vote probably and like own property maybe and like not be fired if we get pregnant. And the UN was like, fine, you get one day, but only one day. And that wasn't until 1975. So that took a while. But some countries around the world celebrate this very hard. Like one of the girls who was at the event this weekend, she was from a different country. And she was like, y'all don't understand. This is like one of the biggest holidays. It's like birthdays, anniversaries, International Women's Day, like it is up there with the best of them. And you give women flowers. Some people go out to drink. Some people take the day off work entirely. Some countries give them the day off work entirely. I'm looking at you, Iceland, you friggin' legends. And then there's America, where we get, you know, an inspirational Instagram post and no paid maternity leave and, you know. Anyways, so while this started for a fight for equality, of course, we did our best. We did our darndest to turn it into a corporate holiday. But don't worry. Fear not. There is still some good news, things that have happened this year for women that we want to celebrate. So grab your little bevy jirage. Grab your iced coffee, your bubbly water, and your Stanley, because I know you got all three by you. And cheers, because we have some things to celebrate. And don't worry, there'll be plenty of shade to throw to come. Okay, let's talk about some things that women did this year that mark historic wins for the woman. Mexico's groundbreaking election. Okay, Claudia Sheinbaum, which sounds like not a very Mexican name, tell me if I'm wrong, became Mexico's first female president, marking a historic moment for the nation. Let's go, Mexico. Give it up for Mexico, bitch. Namibia, don't worry, didn't forget about you, girl. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa was elected as Namibia's first female president. Thank you very much. And Thailand made the history as Asia's by electing Asia's youngest ever female leader at just 38. Pattingtorn Shinawatra stepped into Thailand's prime minister role. Okay. So things may seem bleak over here, but at least other countries are finally doing things that we couldn't do. Stepping up with women in leadership roles. Ugh. Don't worry, we still have some legal triumphs to celebrate. Reproductive rights and gender equality. France, okay, their constitutional commitment. France became the first country to enshrine. Just, ugh. Juice up that language for a moment. Just sip it. Smell it. Enshrine a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy in its constitution, reinforcing reproductive rights at the highest legal level. Ha ha! France, bonsoir. Bisou, bisou. Kiss, kiss. Oui, oui. We love that. We love that. Oui, oui, love that. Côte d'Ivoire's gender equality recognition. Côte d'Ivoire was crowned the best performing African country in combating gender discrimination thanks to significant legal reforms and efforts to empower women economically. And we love to see it. Also, Gambia, okay, had badass activists like Fatou Baldé, who successfully opposed attempts to overturn a ban on FGM, which is female genital mutilation in Gambia, ensuring the practice remains illegal and highlighted the importance of cultural change. Okay, can we give it up for freaking Gambia? Let's go. Fucking standing up, revolutionizing. We love to see it. Women in government, where you at? Stand up. Because if as of 2024, 13 countries are led by women, with 9 of the 13 nations experiencing female leadership for the first time. Can I get a booyah? Let's fucking go. Tides are changing. Tides are changing. I know that they change with the moon, as does my period, but they're a changing still. So we still got like plenty to celebrate, even though there's tons of crazy cuckoo stuff going on in the world. Okay. Also, you know, we have so many episodes of Hosts Throughout History in the back burner that you could listen to hear about some amazing women. We've done like Julie D'Aubigny, who was the French bisexual opera singer whose sword fought men, seduced nuns, and literally burned down a convent to rescue her girlfriend. So romantic. We did a little segment about Claudette Colvin, the first person before Rosa Parks to actually give up her bus seat. Okay. And I also want to do Nzinga of Ndongo. Okay, we haven't done an episode on her yet, but I have it written down, who was a literal warrior queen in Africa who basically told Portuguese colonizers to like eat a bag of dicks and then led an army for like 30 plus years. And she even made people call her king because she refused to be treated differently just because she was a woman. Which I guess like nowadays we probably would have been like, nah, bitch, call me queen, like put some respect on the name. But I feel like back then we didn't know. It was like, no, call me king. If that's like what y'all deem the most powerful, like let it be known, bitch. Ugh. Also, I feel like we should talk about some modern badass women to look up to, because I know I feel better when I have a newsfeed full of bad bitches. Number one being my day one since my A1, Chelsea Handler, my girl. We love her. She's flawed. She's beautiful. She's perfect. She's talented. She's funny. She's caring. Her book, I think it's now her 7th New York Times bestselling book, I'll Have What She's Having, is so good. I blasted through that shit like it was my fucking pussy. I read that shit in like 2 days. It was so good. And also I would give anything, I would give my right fucking testicle to go to an event she's doing on Friday in Tahoe. It is like a bikini ski event. It's like branded with Gold Bond or some shit. I don't know, but they're all skiing down a hill in their skivvies and I want to go so bad. My dumbass is like, maybe I should just get a flight up there for the afternoon so I don't have to pay for lodging. I think you get a discount on the Lyft ticket for the day. If you're going, I'm jealous and I want to go and tell me how it is. Okay, badass women to discuss and add to your timeline. Chelsea Handler, number one. Number two, Megan Rapinoe. Duh, we love an athlete in this house. You know we do. Athlete, LGBTQ plus activist. And if you ask me, a walking middle finger to misogyny. We love. Greta Gerwig, the Barbie movie creator herself. Let's not forget how she basically tricked all these men into watching a feminist masterpiece. Okay. And I'm going to say something controversial. Taylor Swift, say what you want, but she's got Congress investigating Ticketmaster. Okay. And that's feminist as hell. How about Chimamanda Ngozi Adachi, who wrote We Should All Be Feminists. Okay. Also, there's some fun, like, chaotic things happening online, and I feel like I always want to end up on the good side of the algorithm, and it's very easy to get sucked into the bad place. And it's important to follow women that are real and relatable and uplifting, because I think it's very easy to fall into a habit of just following people that have the aesthetic. And while aesthetic is amazing, I do want real human beings in my visuals, in my flawed, in my complete, my whole, my holistic baddies. I want to be able to see it all. I want to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. Oh, wow. My phone just notified me that I've reached my activity goal. Oh, really? You're telling me painting an entire fucking backyard at 12-foot concrete walls all day wasn't enough to close my activity rings, Aura? I also started my period today, in case you can't tell by my energy. Jesus. Anyways, I wrote down some fun struggles that women deal with, in case any men in your life are like, why do you need a day? First of all, if they say that, chop their dick right off. Right off. Out the window with it. Out the window. Splat right on the ground. No thank you. If they're questioning, if they're one of the, why do we have Men's Day? First of all, y'all do. It's in November and nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares. Every day is y'all's day. Okay. We go one day. Can we have that, please? Thank you. This is my birthday. Now my most two favoriteest holidays. Okay. Anyway, I wrote down some struggles that women should be awarded medals like they are Olympic sports. Okay. These are the daily struggles we face that I would like you to tell anybody who says that women don't deserve a day. Oh, yeah. Okay. Eat shit and die. Okay. Have you ever gotten a gold medal for speed walking in heels while holding a coffee, an iced coffee? Okay. Do you know how hard that is? Just try and walk in heels, period. I dare you, Chad. Have you ever dodged a creepy man at the bar with the efficiency of an NFL running back while they try to talk to you about cryptocurrency? I don't think so. Have you ever tried to shave your legs in 30 seconds because you forgot to before you go get freak nasty with someone and you dry shave? I have. Okay. Have you ever said sorry instead of committing arson, which you absolutely should have just committed the arson because you're just like, oh my God, it just seems like more work, but I would if I could. And so we're just like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Silly me. Sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to. Haha, I did mean to. And number one, if a man ever tells you to smile more, honestly, just hit him over the head with your gold medal. If I don't think I had a man tell me to smile more, because first of all, I stay naturally smiling because I just like live in a Delulu wonderland. But also, I think I'm very unapproachable. And you know what? I like it that way. At first, I was like, I'm never hit on. Oh, my God, I'm not as social as I could be. You know what? I stay smiling and I stay by myself. I'm smiling by myself. My smile is for me. Thank you so much. Listen, okay, confidants, International Women's Day is about celebrating, you know, how far we've come. But also, we still got a long way to go. I'm looking at you, America. I'm literally looking at you because I'm here. And we're trying to be like Iceland, okay? At least give us the fucking day off. Don't make it a Saturday. Anyway, if you're listening and you're a man, you should Venmo me $100. Just because nobody did anything for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day? International Women's Day. No one did anything for International Women's Day. And I think I deserve $100 because you know what? Mama's going to need a motherfucking massage after how much work I have done this weekend. In fact, if you'd like to give me a massage and $100, I will also take that. But you have to pay me $100 to give me a massage, too. Put that on my OnlyFans. Hey, just be a great woman. Enjoy your week this week because you deserve it. I hope you enjoyed your International Women's Day. If you didn't, like me, because you forgot and no one cared about it, let it be today, bitch. Every day is International Women's Day when you just are the baddest and the bestest kind. Love you, confidants. Don't forget to rate this 5 stars. If you're not going to rate it 5 stars, please don't rate it at all because I am sensitive. And hey, why don't you check out Caked Up by Kelsey on Etsy. You know, I've got lots of cute little dingle dangles. I can make you custom things. If you like cake, if you like sprinkles, if you like frosting, if you like things that are cute and girly, dare I say, femininity, go check it out. You'll really enjoy it. And the girly in your life might want one for International Women's Day next year. All right, bitches. Love you. See you next week. Bye.